Welcome to your practice of Yoga Nidra. We are going to go on a special journey today. A journey to explore your inner world. So before we dive in, cannonball into this inner landscape, before we begin, let's take a moment or two or three or seven to enhance your experience of comfort and relaxation. So gathering any props you might need, a pillow under your head, something under your knees, a blanket, an eye mask, turning down the lights, etc., etc. Whatever you need to find that sweet spot to really settle in to your nidra nest. And so whenever you're ready, laying down on your back, feet falling slightly outward, legs are hip-width distance, ish apart. Place your arms mindfully down and out by your sides, palms facing up or maybe turned in towards your body. Shoulders are down, finding length in the spine with a scooped pelvis and a tucked chin. Taking a few moments here, 2, 5, 9, to adjust, wiggle, squiggle, shake or shimmy, tense and release before your body decides it is ready to settle into stillness. Intend, do your best to remain aware as you connect to, follow, and listen to the sound of my voice, my vibe, right? Doing your best to be open to whatever images, feelings, thoughts, or sensations that may arise at any point during our journey, our session today. Let's begin right here by tuning in to the element of air. And we can do that so easily by simply becoming aware of the breath, your prana, your life force. Allow your breath to flow smoothly in and out through your nose, filling up and emptying your diaphragm with each inhale and each exhale. Simply watching, continuing this smooth, steady, and relaxed breath. And in a moment, keep going. We'll begin a cleansing and nourishing technique called point-to-point breathing. During this exercise, you will pair your awareness and your breath as you travel to different energy centers in your body. First, travel to your toes on your exhale, and moving progressively upward as you breathe in. And after we complete all levels of breathing in this ascending order, we'll then reverse the pattern and the breath will gradually descend, flowing back down to your toes. And even though the distance that your awareness travels in your body becomes shorter, the breath nonetheless should remain smooth and relaxed as best you can. So let's begin. I'm right here with you. Start by again, simply observing your natural breath. Now send your awareness to the crown of your head. Take a breath in. Now exhale as if the breath is flowing from the crown down to your toes. Inhale your awareness and your breath back up to the crown. Exhale, breath down to the toes. Keep flowing in this way. So inhaling to the crown. Exhale down to your toes. Now exhale from the crown down to the level of your ankles. And then inhale back up to crown. Exhale to ankles. Inhale to crown. This time, exhale down to the level of your knees, and then inhale back up to your crown. Crown to knees. Inhale, knees to crown. Now exhale down to the base of your spine. Inhale back up to your crown. Next, exhale, crown to your navel center, back up to crown. Exhale down to your heart center, inhale up to crown. Exhale down, crown to throat. Inhale back up, throat to crown. Exhale down to eyebrow center. Inhale eyebrow center to crown a few rounds. Breathe back and forth here between your crown and your eyebrow center. Now we will reverse the order and descend, drop down. Exhale down to the level of your throat. Inhale back up to your crown. Exhale down to heart center. Inhale up to crown. Exhale down to your navel center. Inhale up to crown. Exhale down to the base of your spine. Inhale, crown. Exhale down to your knees. Inhale, up knees to crown. Exhale down to your ankles. Inhale, ankles up to crown. Exhale down to your toes and inhale up to the crown. Now on your next exhale, let it flow from crown down and out through soles of your feet and onward as far as your awareness will take you. And then inhale as if the wave of breath is flowing upward through body to crown of the head and beyond as far as awareness goes. Sensing that you are lying in the center of a wave of prana, energy, bliss. Observe your breath as it flows down and out through the soles as far as you can sense it. And then up, back, and out through the crown as far as you can sense. Lying in the center of your wave of bliss, being breathed, resting here with this calm, relaxed breath for the rest of this practice. Move your awareness now back down to the center of your chest, right into your heart center, feeling into this space, this state of calm and wholeness, with a loving awareness for all parts of you. It is here, dear one, that we plant the seed of your Sankalpa, a seed which reveals your deepest heartfelt vision and desire. Your Sankalpa is a clear, concise statement in the present tense with positive language that aligns with your truest self. For example, your Sankalpa today could be something like, I am awake. I belong. I love and accept myself. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am free. I am a child of God, a soul of the universe. I am infinite. Receive your Sankalpa now by tuning in to whatever may be arising from your heart space, right here, right now. And once you have it wholeheartedly and with faith, with gratitude, with feeling, with conviction, repeat your Sankalpa silently, yet loudly to yourself, and allow your potent seed to be planted in the garden of your heart, the garden of your mind. 3 times now. During this practice, it is so natural to move, to slide in and out of conscious awareness. So make a gentle agreement with yourself to remain aware. However, if you drift off into sleep, that's wonderful. Trust that the deepest part of you is always listening, always receiving, always your hand in mine. As you lay here, imagine a pitcher or a jug of water. This pitcher or jug of water is hovering above you, and the fluid contained within and emanating from inside of this vessel? Is the water the elixir of eternal life, joy, healing? It's the elixir of enlightenment, we'll say, yes. So observe as this beautiful jug of water, this elixir of enlightenment, floats over, hovers over to the right side of your body. Perfect. Witness now as this jug, this container, ever so gently, smoothly, starts to pour a stream of this cleansing liquid onto, into, and around your right thumb, just your right thumb. Right thumb bathed in this sacred pool, this stream of water. Now with your awareness, watch now as this vessel, this container moves over to pour, to flow into, onto, and around your right index finger. Now the middle finger, ring finger, and right pinky finger. Now feel these cleansing waters stream onto the palm of your hand, to the back of the hand, the right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, underarm. Feel this flow, this steady stream of water as it now pours smoothly, steadily to the right side of your rib cage, chest, and lung, the right waistline, hip, thigh, right knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, pinky toe. Feel the entire right side of your body now bathed in this sacred pool of water. Your whole right side filled with your awareness. And now observe as this pitcher of water moves over to the left side of your body and begins to pour, to stream onto, into, around your left thumb. And witness as it continues to pour, this stream of healing liquid, onto your index finger. Now the left middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger. Feel this cleansing elixir streaming onto the palm of your hand, back of the hand, the left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, and underarm. Feel this flow of water as it gently pours into the left side of your rib cage, chest, and lung, left waistline to left hip, left thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and pinky toe. Can you feel the entire left side of your body now bathed in this sacred pool of water? Your whole left side filled with awareness. Now we will explore the back of your body moving from right to left. Feel as this pool of water flows to embrace the sole of your right foot, the sole of your left foot, the soles of both feet together, the back of your right heel, left heel, both heels together, your right calf, your left calf, both calves together. Feel as this pool of water envelops the back of your right knee, back of your left knee, backs of both knees together, the right hamstring, left hamstring, both hamstrings together, the right glute, left glute, entire buttocks together, back of your pelvis, lower back, middle back, upper back. Feel your right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, both shoulder blades together. Back of your right arm, left arm, both arms together. Back of neck, back of skull. Feel the entire back body suspended and weightless, held in this cosmic sea, this vast expanse of floating consciousness. As you float here, bring your awareness now to the crown of your head and down into forehead, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, both brows together, third eye center, right eyelid, left eyelid, both eyelids together, right eyeball, left eyeball, both eyes together. Feel your right nostril, left nostril, both nostrils together, the bridge of your nose, the tip of your nose, your whole nose. Feel your upper lip, lower lip, both lips together. Feel your chin, to the right side of your jaw, to left side of jaw, whole jaw and chin together. Now feel your whole entire face, right side of your head, left side of your head, both sides of your head together. Feel the right side of your throat, left side of your throat, whole neck and throat together. Feel right collarbone, left collarbone, both collarbones together. Right side of your chest, left side of your chest, both sides of your chest together. Feel your abdomen from ribs to belly button, your low belly, pelvis, and the root of your pelvic floor. Feeling both hips, thighs, both kneecaps, shins, both ankles, the tops of both your feet. Feel your right leg from toes to hip. Feel your left leg from hip to toes. Feel the entirety of both your legs together. Feel your right arm from fingertips to shoulder. And feel your left arm from shoulder through fingertips. Now feel both arms together. Keep both arms and legs in your awareness and add your entire torso and entire head. Feel and sense your entire body, surrounded, filled, and enveloped, completely weightless and suspended in this sacred pool of purifying water. Whole body awareness, suspended in this healing elixir. Whole body. Be the witness of your whole body laying here and floating in this vast cosmic sea, extending outward from your physical form. No boundary exists between you and this healing water. No boundary, no line of separation. You are one with these healing waters of eternal life, clearing, healing, and upgrading all aspects of your being. Rest here, dear one, and feel, float into just how boundless and free your awareness truly is. Connected to all of life that surrounds you. Connected, whole, boundless, and free. Bring all of your awareness now to your third eye center, eyebrow center, your chidikash, the seat of your soul and the doorway to your higher consciousness. In a moment, you will be guided to meet an emotion and its opposite pairing. This is an invitation to move beyond the dualistic thinking of either or and embrace what's called four-valued logic, which includes both. This deconstructs the conditioned mind back into its natural state, allowing for a new and expanded understanding of reality to be seen. As opposites are called, allow yourself to go there. Feel into the emotion, knowing that you will be brought back each time to your chidikash, eyebrow center, a place to reset back into neutrality. How does it feel to be disconnected? How do you experience the feeling of disconnection in your body? What does it mean to be disconnected? Now let that go. Return to your Chidikash third eye. Now bring forth the feeling of belonging and connection. What does it mean to belong? How do you experience the feeling of belonging in your body, in your soul? Now let that go. Return to your Chidikash. What does it feel like to be rejected? What feelings or images come up when you hear the word rejection? Experience the feeling of rejection in your being now. Let it go. Return to your Chidikash. And now tune in to the feeling of acceptance. What does acceptance mean to you? How do you experience the feeling of acceptance in your body, your heart, your soul? Let that go. Return to eyebrow center. What does it feel like to be divided? What feelings or images come up when you hear the word divided? And let that go. Return to Chidikash. Now bring forth the feeling of unity. What does unity mean to you? Feel into the idea, the felt sense of unity with every fiber of your being. Wash it away. Return now to eyebrow center. And release any attachment, any cords to these polarities. Come back to a state of wholeness where nothing is missing. All is well. You are whole and complete right here, exactly as you are. Moving now into imagery. Starting with rapid visualization. As I call these words, allow any images to move through your mind, your body, without any attachment to their meaning. Rather than trying to imagine, let your imagination unfold within. Grandfather clock, a bald eagle, cold hands, wishing well, salt lamp, an old history book, a growing ivy plant, a pair of shackles, a new invention, your pillow, the night sky, old TV antenna, a group of people, Mother Earth, car. Car. find yourself now in the driver's seat of a car that is floating down an endless stream of water in outer space. This stream that carries you is calm, sparkling, and cosmic. And through your side window, you gaze in awe and wonder of the vastness, the magic of the cosmos around you. Witness yourself here, in this car in outer space, drifting along in this black void filled with twinkling stars. You look into your rearview mirror and you start to see flashing images from your past. What do you see? Who do you see? What feelings and memories of the past arise when you look now back into your rearview mirror? You know where you have been, but where is it that you want to go? The car comes to a gentle stop, and you look through your windshield and gaze in front of you into the infinite cosmic void before you, the darkness. In this void, in the depths of everything, the depths of nothing, is the sea, your sea, of limitless potential. The quantum field where all possibilities reside, so long as you can envision them. You watch as the stars, the planets begin to shift and move, creating a blank canvas, a universal cosmic movie screen right in front of you. A feeling of inspiration and excitement washes over you. You are ready now to embrace your creative power and envision where it is that you want to go, who you want to be, and what you want to do. All in alignment with your soul's highest calling. There is no limit to what you can envision and create here. You are infinite possibility made manifest. You are in the driver's seat. So allow your intuition to reveal this vision. Where is it that you want to go? Who do you want to be? What do you want to do? See, feel this vision on the cosmic screen before you. Now, see it unfold. even as this new vision of possibility reveals itself, see the stars move and shift and realign once again, revealing the words of your Sankalpa, your vow of truth. Repeating your Sankalpa to yourself three more times, trusting in the knowing that you are already that. Right here, right now, feel this truth with every cell of your being. And begin to deepen your breath. Each inhale, infusing your body with your Sankalpa all the way from toes to fingertips to crown of your head. Every exhale washes your body, floods it with a sense of limitlessness and loving awareness. Know that as you ground back into your body, your skin, your bones, your breath, your heartbeat, all of these things that make you human are all connected to the universal cosmos, to your purpose, your power. Feel this as you deepen the breath and as you stretch into this body, awakened and aware of all of the possibilities that lie before you and within you. You can remain in stillness, in reflection, in sleep. Maybe you bring some subtle movement back to fingers and toes, rotating wrists, ankles, roll your head from side to side, maybe stretch arms overhead, point the toes, slide them together, full body stretch, and take as much time as you need. Stay on your back, maybe roll over to one side, knees hugged into your chest. Whatever makes sense. Find a space, a place, a pose to rest. Eyes closed, hands at heart center, bowing in reverence and in gratitude for all that was revealed and for all that will only continue to unfold. With hands at my heart center, in reverence and in gratitude, I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.